Thank you. Lona.
Elias, WPFW, present.
Sorry. Chuck Anderson. Mal Bernstein. Adriana Casanez.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellano. Nope. Okay. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
William Herwagen.
Present.
Kim Kaufman. Okay. Kim Kaufman's not here. Jim Krafka. Adriana said he's no longer on the committee. Is that right, Adriana? Or he's no longer a member of your LSB?
She told us that he's not a member anymore.
Okay. Pat Logan. Tony Norman.
Present.
Andrea Pritchett. George Ryder. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Manajay Saba. John Wenger. And Margie Wilkinson, I'm here. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we have 19 members, so I think that a quorum, that we have to have 10 for a quorum, unless somebody is it's 50% plus one, right?
No, it's more than
10. I'm sorry?
Quorum is 10.
Okay. So we don't have a quorum. Somebody's dialing. I would suggest we... Do we have a regular meeting schedule set? We do, don't we? Isn't it always
it's like the first Tuesday of the month?
Tuesday, yeah. Okay, so we don't need. So.
Hi, Andrea here from KPFA.
Ah, hello.
Who's this?
Andrea Pritchett. Thank you, Andrea.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now we have a quorum. Now what are we going to do?
Okay.
Well, I suggest we elect a chair for this meeting. We can move on.
Okay.
Did we go on the stream? This is William from New York. Did we go on the stream just for attending?
Yeah, put us on the stream.
Okay? Yeah. Or are we already there?
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll do the roll again for the stream, but I don't want to chair
for the
meeting.
Stream, Margie.
I'm sorry?
We're already streaming.
Oh, were we streaming when I did the roll?
We're already streaming, ma'am. We're already streaming. He started to stream and you started the roll call.
Oh, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. I thought I was asleep. That's fine. I'm going to stop talking now because I've done what I'm willing to do. Maybe Lona, you'd be willing to chair.
Oh. No. Thank you. Margie, would you be willing to chair?
No.
I second the motion.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm really tired, and I'm easily distracted. I can't chair this meeting. I nominated Lona.
Okay, I'll tell you what, folks. I'll volunteer to chair. Yeah, I'll volunteer to chair.
Okay.
Thanks, Benita.
Okay. So we have a, is that cool with everybody? Do we have any other volunteers?
I don't have an agenda. I went and checked my email. I didn't get any agenda for this evening. Somehow I didn't get the email. This is Lona. Elias. Sorry.
At 8:14.
Huh?
8:14. It was sent out at 8:14. It's called tonight's PMB Governance Committee.
I mean.
Are there any other volunteers to chair?
Not exactly, but I just wanted to check in for the call.
Oh, great.
Yeah, my name is John Wenger, W-E-N-G-E-R.
Excellent.
Now, do you have quorum already, or do you need quorum? I'm
we just made it a minute ago, and so now, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So that means we have 11 people on the call.
Right.
Okay. So I just want to note that I was on the call, and... because George sent me a note saying that I had to be on this call or basically else. I'm busy, but now I got some more time. So, okay. What's the code for muting? I need to mute the call because I'm at a... Is it compound 6 or compound... What's the muting code?
Compound 1.
Compound 1?
Mm-hmm.
And then it toggles. Compound 1 brings me back again?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so going once, going twice, are there any, would somebody like to take me out of my misery?
No.
No.
All right, then let's move on. We have a draft agenda that George sent out at 8:14. So I'll just read through it in case somebody, Lona and others, don't have it.
I have it. Thank you, Benito.
Okay. Is there anyone else that doesn't have a copy of the draft agenda? Okay. Well, could somebody, whoever it is, could you mute? Because there's all this background noise.
Hi, I got 10 of them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Folks, we don't really need to listen to somebody else's meeting.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a draft agenda. Does anyone have any problems with the agenda? Do you want to make some modifications, additions, or deletions, or you just want to knock it out totally, or is it cool? Okay. Does anyone have anything to say about the agenda? Or if not, we should move on.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, Serene?
Yes, I'm just joining the call. Thank you.
Excellent. We're just getting started. During this meeting.
Now, the background noise is really distracting.
Yeah. Whoever it is needs to mute. There's a meeting going on in the background, and we can't conduct this meeting with all that.
Compound 1, your mutual call.
Did you say the mute number was compound 1?
1.
Yeah. Can't hear.
I mean, folks, you know, whoever it is, everyone needs to mute their phone. Pound 1. Oh, well, maybe we have a listener that's not officially on the call. Maybe that's what it is. Will someone please mute their phone?
I suggest we just try and forge ahead.
All right, so for the last time, does anyone have any modifications they would like to make to the agenda? Otherwise, can I hear a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Don't move.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, someone so moved. Can you, who is this?
This is Andrea from KPFA. I'm moving Andrea. To approve the agenda.
Okay, so is there anyone on the call who does not approve of the agenda, who is not in agreement with the agenda? Then I'm going to assume we have a consensus. And so the first issue would be the minutes. And I understand that, well, first of all, we have two sets of minutes. And Vanessa, I think you had something to do with the July minutes. Is that correct?
I did. So hopefully everybody received the email that I sent, I guess, early in the morning today. At the last, at our So at the last meeting, we were in the process of approving several months of minutes. And for the July minutes, I'm not sure if there were any other outstanding. But for July, I thought that this committee had a really rich discussion. I think it was July, that we had a really rich discussion where the chair asked for the input of all the representatives about the most important issues at each station. And George does a different way of doing it.
You know, this is really... what's the word I'm looking for? Disrespectful of the members of the committee. Whoever is making noise, whoever has some people in their house, apartment, or whatever, needs to mute their phone.
They may not know, but they may not realize.
Yeah. Well, we've been asking, but anyway. So, Vanessa, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so George, I love the way George does the minutes. I don't know how he does them and share the minutes, the meeting too, but his minutes are very brief, and there are different ways of doing them. And so the committee agreed that if someone was willing to transcribe that portion of the tape that contains the discussion about the issues that each committee member noted as important to their station, that this could be added upon review by the committee, that it could be added to the minutes of the July minutes. It could be added to the July minutes. And so what I did was I did the transcription, and then I did a summary of the issues. I just thought it was really important for those issues to be documented somewhere without listeners having to actually go and listen to the tape themselves to try to glean what was said. So I hope that everybody received it, both the transcription and the summary, and that it is satisfactory. If there are any changes, you know, I'm certainly more than willing to make those changes, but if not, that we could accept the transcript and the summary of the issues and add that to the July minutes and then approve the July minutes. That would be closed.
What did you say about close, Vanessa?
If there are no objections to the transcription that I sent, and based on the transcription, the summary of issues that each governance committee member listed as being important to their station, so we could include just the transcription. We can include just the summary of issues. We can include the transcription and the summary. So someone would like to make a motion, or I could make a motion, to approve the July minutes, including the transcription and the summary of issues.
I have a question,
Serene.
Hi, when did you send it?
I sent it, it's probably about 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, okay. I haven't had time to look at it. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you. So you sent both the minutes of the stuff that happened and the transcription of that portion of the meeting?
Well, I didn't send the minutes again. I didn't send the July minutes again. I just sent
it
the transcription.
Sent before. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. George had sent that before. And so I just sent the transcription and then a summary of the issues.
I see. Thank you.
And so what you sent this morning, Vanessa, was the summary of the issues?
I sent both. It was in the same email. It starts with a summary. There's a preface which sort of outlines what the process was that we agreed to at the August meeting. And then there's a summary of the issues, and following the summary, there is a detailed transcript that just sort of literally notes verbatim pretty much what people said.
So we have a motion. Are there any comments on the motion? Any discussion?
Yeah, William, Hair Wagon, New York.
Go ahead, William.
I don't know if this is the whatever it is, 11 or 12 pages. Of,
is it 11 or 12 pages?
I have 11 pages that you sent. That's called Minutes, PNB Governance Committee, July 1. Now, I don't think those are the minutes. I think that's the extra transcription you're talking about. And
no, but even I'm sorry.
I don't think that this 11-page document can be considered minutes. It could be an attachment to the minutes.
Okay, I agree. And it can't be 11 pages. It just simply can't be. I haven't printed it, but it's just impossible for it to be that much. I don't know what that is, unless it contains.
In my computer, in a normal size print, without going large, it takes 10 pages and a couple of lines.
Okay, well, I'm just printing it now. It's taking 6 pages for me.
I get 6 pages as well.
Okay,
yeah.
But in other words, the title of it is Minutes, PNB Governance Committee, July 1, 2014.
Okay. No, that's not the title. The title is Minutes of July 2014 Meeting. It says GovList in brackets, and then it says Minutes of July 2014 Meeting. And the date on is September 2nd, and for me it was 12:52 a.m., but I'm on a different clock than Vanessa.
Oh. But I agree with the point that was made. It is an addendum to the minutes. It is not the minutes. It would be an addendum.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to call them addendum?
Exactly. That would be correct. That is true.
Okay.
Point of information?
Lawrence.
Yeah, it seems like the August minutes are somewhere in there, too, when I took a look. It seems like it was July and August, and then what Vanessa transcribed with the summary. So I did see close to 11 pages as well.
Huh.
Okay, I think it's because August's minutes are in there, too.
I didn't send August minutes. It seems that different people got different documents, perhaps. At a minimum, what I sent was the summary of issues. It was a preface, a summary of issues, and then the transcript. That's all I sent. And then there was an email from George that references the link and the portion of the link that I referred to.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay, so either way it goes. Maybe people have different systems. It appears differently in different systems or something. But either way it goes. The motion, we have a motion on the floor. I don't hear any disagreement with the motion. Are there any? Is there any other discussion on this motion?
I'd like to add something, Benito.
Vaya, dale.
So, Maria Elena has brought up the issue of some people at KPFT wanting to secede from the foundation.
And, is this related to the minutes?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. It is. So I just want to sort of highlight that because it came up at another meeting, another committee discussion, and we thought it was more appropriate to have it highlighted at the governance committee meeting.
Point of, well, question. When you say highlight it, what do you mean? Like bolded text or something?
No. Just so it could be part of the discussion, I guess. That's probably what I'm...
It's in there.
Okay. Dialing loudly. Serene has a question, please.
Okay, Serene.
A question for Lawrence. Lawrence, are you saying that's one of the comments that was reported? Or transcribed by Vanessa, or are you saying that you want us to discuss that as a separate topic during this call?
No, what I'm saying is that Maria Elena brought it up during the discussion at the audit committee, and we thought at that time that it was probably more appropriate to have a discussion about that issue at the governance committee.
Right. So are you asking that we bring it up as an item in this committee?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. And hopefully Maria Elena will be available to shed some more light on it.
Well, this brings up a separate issue. I mean, we've already approved the draft agenda. Are we seeking to end the agenda? Today's agenda.
I guess I'm hoping that we could just do it more informally and just place it on the governance committee agenda without having to go through all the formalities, if that's possible.
Well, I'm sort of confused.
Spoken about throughout the stuff that Vanessa sent out. I don't know how much because I didn't get to read it. I was at work and kind of sneaking. I'm not supposed to go into my personal emails at work. So I didn't get to read that package that Vanessa sent out. But I think what Vanessa's saying is that it has been part of the discussion before.
Okay. Right now we have this is the problem, as I see it at least. We have a motion on the floor. I think we have to complete discussion and take a vote on the motion. And then if we want to add something to the agenda, it's not exactly what we normally do, but I mean, if that's what folks want to do, we can add something to today's agenda, or we can notice an issue for the next agenda.
Point of order, Benito, can we just finish with the minutes and then?
That's what I'm trying to suggest.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would. That's what I would love if we could finish that. Yes. So we have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes and to add Vanessa's summary transcript and addendum. Am I correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
So, is there any more discussion on this issue? On this motion.
Mrs. Williams, say again.
I'm sorry. I think I heard Benito. William and Serene.
Yeah, I just asked Benito to repeat what you just said. I was just switching from speaker to non-speaker.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to approve the July minutes and to include within them, to include Vanessa's summary transcript, if I'm saying it correctly, as an addendum.
Yes.
Okay, so is there, maybe we need to go around the room.
Are there any objections, Benita?
Yeah, are there any objections?
I don't have an objection. I just want to abstain. I'm sorry, because I haven't read it.
Yeah, and I was
and
absent.
Tony is abstaining.
And Benito's abstaining. I wasn't there that day either. So we have three abstentions.
Lona Alliance.
And William.
Abstaining also.
So
Andrea,
Lona. I wasn't there. Let me see. We have, we're taking a vote. So we have Lona, myself, Tony, and some, Serene.
And
anyone
William
else?
Bearwagon.
And William, is that an abstention?
Yes. I'd like to make a comment if we did.
Andrea is abstaining.
Oh, my God.
Andrea.
This is Kim.
Okay, Kim. Okay, we're trying to take a vote here.
I'm asking you to take an orderly vote where you ask people to vote, not just kind of whoever calls out.
Take
an orderly vote, you know, go through the list and all that.
Excuse me.
She was going to do that.
We joined the meeting, Kim. Vanessa asked if there were any objections.
Right.
No one objected. And so we're now asking for abstentions.
Okay.
So are there any other people who are abstaining?
This is an unusual way to take a vote. I'd like to abstain. So there you go. I'd like to know who's voting yes.
Well, Kim, you came in during a vote. We had already decided on what we were doing. We asked for for objections. No one objected.
Point of order, Benito.
Uh-huh.
I would recommend, because the only reason I asked if there were any objections was to perhaps save the time of having to take the entire vote. But once people started declaring what their intention was, then maybe it's just appropriate to go ahead and just go around and take the vote and see who votes yes or no or abstains.
Benito, this is Margie. I still have the list in front of me. I'm happy to take the vote.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay.
Thank you.
This is William in New York. Can I make a comment before?
Yeah, William.
Yeah, I really don't remember the discussion about transcribing this tape. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it just seemed weird to me, and I will abstain. Thank you.
A point of order or a point of information, please. Is it possible that we can just approve the minutes without this? Because we're not going to have enough to pass it. I've heard five or six people abstain from the vote, which means it will fail. So is it possible that we can approve the minutes without the addendum and take them separately?
Serene, please.
Serene.
Transcription is very time consuming, and it's good that you were able to do it. I don't object to it being part of what folks vote on, but I would not. Abstentions do not mean that it will fail. It only fails if there are more no's than yeses.
Oh,
even,
thank you for that clarification.
Three, yeah. So we should just go on and call the roll.
So, yeah, Margie, can you take the roll?
Sure. We're voting to approve the minutes. Is that correct?
With Vanessa's,
addendum.
Addendum.
Vanessa's addendum. Okay. All right. Lona.
Abstaining.
Okay. Adriana. Adriana, how do you vote on the minutes with Vanessa's addendum? Okay. And Maria Elena?
Sorry, what did Adriana say? I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything either.
Oh.
Okay. I'll repeat the vote if I hear something.
Okay.
Maria Elena? Benito Diaz?
I abstain.
Okay, Benito abstains. Vanessa?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. Jose Luis? Jose Luis, are you there? Okay. William Herwagen?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Tony Norman?
I'm going to vote no. I didn't read them.
Okay.
No.
Adriana, we're voting on whether to approve the minutes with Vanessa's addendum.
Yes.
You vote yes?
Margie?
Yes.
Yes.
This is George.
Hey, George, we have been waiting for you.
I have 8:30. Oh, I'm not, oh, my God, I'm not in New York anymore. I'm so sorry.
Hey, that's okay. We not.
Ah, that's funny. All right, let me finish this vote, George, and then we'll turn the whole
thing over. Yeah, we glad. Yeah, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay.
Okay, Andrea Pritchett.
Abstain.
Thank you. George, we're voting to approve the minutes with Vanessa's addendum.
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence.
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. Serene.
Abstain.
John Wenger. Are you there, John?
No.
Okay. I'm going to vote yes. Okay, so it's 5 yes, 1 no, and 6 abstentions. So the motion carries.
Thank you.
Maybe we should summarize for George for a second.
No, we should not.
So, George, we started the meeting at around 9 o'clock, or maybe a few minutes after. And all we've done is to approve. We just finished. Well, we approved the agenda, and we just approved the July minutes.
Was there any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. Good. Margie, thank you for stepping in.
Benito was chairing. I was just taking the role.
Oh, I see. Oh, wonderful.
Well,
thank you, Benito. Appreciate it.
It was a collective effort.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's always best. The next item on the agenda is...
Hello?
Yes?
During the course of the approval of minutes, the subject or the issue of possibly adding to the agenda...
Oh, yeah.
The attempted secession movement in Texas came up, and we agreed we would finish the minutes approval before deciding what to do about that.
Okay, so the agenda still hasn't been approved.
The agenda was approved.
No, the agenda was approved, and during the process of approving the minutes, a member indicated an interest in discussing something not on the agenda that was part of the addendum to the minutes. Namely, the secession movement out of Houston.
Okay. So who was that?
Lawrence.
Who wanted to discuss it?
Lawrence.
George, it was me, Lawrence Reyes, with the presenter.
Okay. So it's going to require 2/3 to put it on the agenda, but
Lawrence, go ahead, motivate it. Why should we consider that now?
Well,
it was a discussion that came up.
We can't hear you, Lawrence.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was an issue that Maria Elena brought up during the audit committee, and we thought it was more appropriate to send it to the governance committee for discussion because we thought it was a governance committee issue. So that's why I'm interested. I'm kind of concerned about, of course, any talk of secession, especially with the way we're barely sustaining ourselves right now. So that's one of my concerns. And I'm also hoping that Maria Elena will come on the call so she could provide additional information on this issue. So that's my reason. Is there any objection to putting on the agenda? I would suggest put it last. If Maria Elena shows up, they'd give her more time. I don't particularly object. Go ahead.
Adriana's trying to be recognized, George.
I heard her. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, I believe that it's a very, very important issue. But we should know, I mean, first of all, the one that brought it was Maria Elena, and I think that you, me, George, the Texas people, we can add a bunch of things, but I'm driving and I'm not prepared. I have a bunch of information about that we can bring to this committee, and I think that it's very important that the committee take on this, but I don't know if we are prepared to do it today. I mean, Maria Elena Castellanos is not here, and I don't have the document with me, but I think that, yeah, it's something that we should talk because it's very important for the organization. Yeah, the foundation needs this kind of issues be, you know, dealt with. That's it.
Is there any objection to putting it on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to my suggestion to put it on last? If Maria Elena doesn't show up, we can postpone it till the next time, in which case it will be first item on the agenda. If she does, we can discuss it if we get to it. Any objection?
George, yes. Just as long as, can I be recognized?
Sure. Good.
Only if you would consider, since you are from Texas and so is Adriana, if you can consider, if Maria Elena doesn't come on the call, if you could provide some additional information in regards to this issue.
Yeah, I can give you my take on it, and I'm okay. Sure. Adriana, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, me too. I can even give some of the members some of the information where they can listen to our former LSB chair and our general manager talking about the issue. Yes, I think that would be interesting. It will be important. But like I said, I mean, I didn't know that was coming. I'm driving. If not, I can have all the information with me, but I would do my best. Yes.
Okay, Lawrence, is that okay? Then do you have any objections?
Thank you.
Is that understanding?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anybody else have any objection to putting it as the last item on the agenda? Okay, that's what we'll do. If you give me a moment, I'll pull up the rest of the agenda. Oh, yes, the next item on the agenda as well.
Well, we have to do the August minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd done. Okay. So the August minutes, you should have them in front of you. They were sent out, I think, on the 6th of August, and they are also around 7 o'clock my time or a little earlier. Maybe they were sent out again today.
I don't have those.
Well, if you got the July minutes, you should have the August minutes. They were sent out together.
They were, huh? I don't have anything on the 6th.
I'm sorry, the minutes were for August 5th. I think I sent them out on the 6th. But in any case, they were sent out at 7:14 p.m. my time, which would be 8:14 p.m., I guess, your time, Eastern time. Is there any objection to the minutes?
George, please forgive me. I don't have them.
would you be willing to be abstain?
Oh, boy. Yes, I'll abstain.
Okay. Are there any other objections?
Serene abstains.
Yeah, Benito, I have to admit I haven't had a chance to read them, so I'll abstain.
Okay.
George, would you resend them to me, please? I'd like to at least see them, even if I abstain. I'm just out of consideration to you, because I'm way more anal than that.
I just sent to everybody.
Okay.
And it should work. They're both on there. Okay. Does anyone else wish to abstain? Okay, hearing no objections, then the minutes of August 6th are approved as written. The next item on the agenda is the voting in of a secretariat. Vanessa and...
Adriana?
No. I'm sorry, her last name is Pritchett. I've forgotten her first name for the moment.
Andrea
Pritchett. Are you here, Andrea?
I am here.
Good. My apologies for forgetting your name.
No worries.
They agreed to be part of a collective secretariat. We had hoped that there would be one or two more people who would volunteer. I haven't had any volunteers. I may have missed it. Is there anyone else who would be willing to share the duties of secretary? I presume that would mean you just, you know, cycle.
George, I'd like to just add something. If I am under consideration for a position, and if I get that position, there is no way on earth that I'd be able to do this. But, you know, so I'm volunteering until such time as my schedule may not allow it.
Yes. Okay, got it. Andrea, are you willing to do it as well? It looks like it would be every other time.
Yeah, I'm willing to help. I mean, I'm not. I get often confused about who is on the call and who is on and who is speaking. I don't really feel like I know people well, but I'm willing to take notes, and that maybe somebody who's more familiar with the culture of these meetings can look them over and adjust them.
All that's required is that the who's present and who isn't, and mm-hmm. what's actually done, what motions are approved. You don't have to include any of the discussion. We did for the July for the July 1st meeting because people thought it was important. Vanessa thought it was important, and she was willing to actually transcribe it, but. That's not required generally. Generally, it's just like what I've got for the August minutes, just what transpired, basically. Transpired in the sense actually moved by the committee and voted on. So it isn't too onerous, and I appreciate your willingness to give it a try, and I'd be glad to check them over before you send them out to people if you wish.
Yeah, I think the hardest part for me is to get the exact vote tally. So if you're helping with that, I know I think it's unanimous for the August minutes, and it was 5 yes and 6 abstentions, and I'm not quite sure how many were against for the July minutes.
It was 5 yes, 1 no, and 6 abstentions.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, good. yes, and the minutes were the August minutes were passed with two abstentions and
three,
no no
three vote. Three abstentions.
Three abstentions and no no votes.
August.
And I'll be careful to repeat it after every vote so that you get it.
Okay, I will
okay.
make
is let's
for
see.
Tonight, George, for tonight, especially since I'm concerned about possibly not being able to do it in the future, I've started for tonight. I don't know if Benito was taking the minutes, but I figured at least I could do it tonight.
Okay, great. Great.
Cool.
Andrea, perhaps you could do it next week, next month, that is.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, the next item was discussion of governance role in elections. Maria Elena Castellanos put it on the agenda, but she is not here. I'm not exactly sure what she had in mind, but it's really up to the committee if you want to consider it or not. Does anyone want to take that up as an agenda item?
George, Benito.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
I don't have the slightest idea what Maria Elena or anyone else had in mind. I know that the governance committee last year, and I was not on it last year, but I know that y'all spent quite a bit of time dealing with election issues. And I thought also that the role of the governance committee was quite helpful. In terms of some of the motions that came forward and was helpful to the Elections Committee. So I would think that just generically speaking that the Governance Committee would want to continue along that vein, especially since we're hopefully getting ready to start this election process. I don't have anything specific to suggest. Yeah.
Well, let me share what the role of the Governance Committee in elections has been. It was primarily to propose a timeline for the elections and make sure that it was consistent with the bylaws. And so we did that for... I'm sorry, I'm talking about the bylaws. The role of the Governance Committee in the elections has been minimal, actually. I do remember we took a vote on that we wanted to have elections when that was an issue. It didn't happen, but that was the opinion of the Governance Committee, and we weighed in on it. I'm not sure what else we've done on elections, actually. The timeline for that is usually set by the Elections Committee. I mean, the PNB sets it, but I presume it's recommended by the Elections Committee. And I don't know what else we've done. If anybody has been on the committee before, have I forgotten something?
George Benito.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't on the, as I said, I wasn't on the Governance Committee last year, but I was on the Elections Committee, and I do remember that the Governance Committee put forward a number of election-related motions, which the members of the Elections Committee found helpful. That's all I remember. I don't remember specific motions of either one of the two committees. But I remember that some of those motions coming out of governance were quite helpful.
Yeah.
And dealt with some issues that the Elections Committee, never got a chance to get to.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do, I mean, we will do that. We were actually asked by the Elections Committee to weigh in on the question of whether to have elections or other. There may have been something else as well.
Lawrence, to the staff.
Yeah, Lawrence, good.
Yeah, George, I think the other thing that we did was not only did we affirm that we should have elections, but
Rick. I believe that we provided a hypothetical timeline, kind of an adjustment, because we were already outside of the bylaws.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what happened. I'm like 75% sure that that's what we worked on last year in the governance committee in regards to election.
Lona Elias, to the stack, please.
Yes, Lona.
I'm just wondering how effective this. It seems to me maybe it would be more useful to move to the next item on the agenda, being that the person who suggested this topic may have something to say, and we don't have the benefit of that with her not being here. I'm just wondering.
So are you suggesting putting it at the end? Or
well, I don't know about it at the end, but moving it and going to the next item, since the person who suggested it is not here, and I'm sure she has something to say. I'm just wondering how much are we going to get from this, given that the person whose idea it was to have this discussion is not here to participate in it. I'm sure she had something specific, you know, in her mind and could guide the discussion in a way that none of us can, because it was not our idea. I'm just wondering about that. So,
well, actually, would you make that as a motion? And
I move to the next agenda item, so that period. We move to the next agenda item, since the person who suggested this is not here at this time, and that we put this back on the agenda, but move it down.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none. The next item is mine.
I'm sorry. Serene, for the staff.
Okay, you wanted to object to the motion to move on, or what? Serene?
You don't have to guess at what I want. Just tell me if I have the floor, and I'll tell you.
Okay, you do.
Okay, thanks. When you misspoke earlier about the election timeline, and then you said, oh, no, you meant the bylaws timeline or the bylaw amendment timeline. It reminded me that I do need to mention something to the committee. And as a special privilege, because I need to leave in the next 5 minutes, I'm wondering if I can get a chance to do that.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. So it's just a reminder to everyone that the bylaws amendment process that we started earlier in the year meant that the PNB voted in July, and of the 10 proposals, only one passed, which is the one that would double the bylaw amendment period. Right now, the bylaws allow us to have one per year, and the proposal was to have two per year. That passed the PNB, but must also pass locally in three station areas by September 15th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. And I know that Houston, New York, D.C., and I believe Berkeley are all going to be meeting before the 15th, so it's important that there be a vote of the delegates. So I just wanted to remind, you know, all the people on this committee who are very obviously interested in the bylaws amendment process to make sure that their local people are handling that.
I appreciate that, Serene. I will take care of seeing to it that possible that our we have an approval at at an LSB meeting which will be coming up before that. Will someone take responsibility for getting it done? Well, BAI, would you do what you can to get it done at BAI, Serene?
I think it's already been scheduled. I haven't had much online time, and maybe William knows, but it has been scheduled. It'll happen during our, you know, we'll break during our regular LSC meeting to have the delegates assembly to address it.
Okay. Let's see, KPFA?
Well, this is Margie. Yes, we voted on this at our last meeting. But I've heard through the grapevine that we didn't do it appropriately. I guess we didn't adjourn and go into a delegates assembly. And I think we did the same thing as we had done the previous year, and no one had objected. Do we actually have to do that? We have to adjourn and reconvene as the delegates assembly?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay, I'm going to look at the bylaws. In any case, it passed overwhelmingly, so I don't think there will be a problem, although people might object to having to do the vote over again. We had a very good discussion, and we voted on it at the last meeting, but I'll check on it. Okay, thank
Great.
You.
Great, thank you.
And we meet on the 13th, so we meet within the deadline period.
Great. Okay. KPFK.
We didn't vote on it.
KPFK take responsibility for making sure there's a vote on this?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to vote on it this weekend. I mean, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, this is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Houston, D.C., and New York are all meeting next Wednesday. So we're within that period of the, you know, before the 15th. And as Margie said, they're meeting Saturday. KPFK wanted to vote on it, I understand, last meeting, but there was a boycott of the meeting. But some members refused to come to the meeting, although they were in the vicinity, so they didn't have quorum and they didn't vote. So we cannot rely on them being able to make it within the required time.
Someone from PFW, would they take responsibility for making sure it's on the agenda? If it's not already. Benito, I hear you.
Yeah, Benito.
Okay.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. KPFT already posted for the two meetings for September 10th. The regular LLC meeting, and we posted already the delegates assembly with the sole purpose of approving or discussing the bylaw amendment.
It has been posted. Okay, great.
No, but that's too late. The 17th is too late.
I thought she said the 10th.
No, it's the 10th. September 10th.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said there are two meetings. I'm sorry. Go. It's fine.
Okay, good. It looks like it's going to happen. And thanks again, Serene, for bringing it up and making sure that it happened.
Just a point of information.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
So, Lawrence, did you say that you would, you know, try to make it happen?
I absolutely will try to make it happen. I'm just one person, but I could, you know, collectively we could definitely try to make it happen.
Yeah, we're getting on the agenda.
We're meeting on the 20th, so...
Uh-oh, no.
Uh-oh, so a special meeting has to be called at KPFK. A special delegates assembly for just this purpose.
That's probably not going to happen, but, I mean, you know, because people are busy and everyone's going back to school now and, you know, whatever. But I would suggest that the other four stations just make sure it's voted on and, you know, try hard to get your folks to approve it.
Well,
We only need three.
I know, but I would like to, if KPFK can do it, I would appreciate it if they would. If they can't, well, they won't. Okay. Anything else before we move on to the next item on the agenda? It's my item, so... The genesis of this was that Margie pulled up, I think with Lydia's help, the summary of motions that had been collected by Greg Gumma before when he was ED and before he left. And I looked through some of them, and there was one there that I thought was relevant to issues that are happening right now and are happening from the very beginning of this year's PNB. Which is the question of people feeling as though they're not getting information, that they're not being told what's happening, they're requesting it, they feel like they're not getting it. And the motion, I don't know what its status is, so I'm not putting it on as though we should discuss, and I can't discuss that. So what I'm putting on the agenda is really, here's a motion which was passed, which was intended to provide some procedure for getting requests for information dealt with in some systematic way that they're actually handled. I'll read what it is, but what I'm looking for is a discussion of how we would like to do that. What do we think we need to put something in place? If so, what? so that people don't feel as though they're being kept in the dark. I think it's a really big source of friction and struggle on the board, and I think unnecessary. So, if you bear with me a moment, I'll read, and for the stream also, I'll read it. But again, I'm not proposing that we vote on this amendment. I'm just proposing we have a discussion about the problem which it raises. It's not an amendment. I don't propose that we vote on this motion on the board, although if we want to, we can. I mean, this is a particular policy. The motion is to revise the communication policy so that information requests from directors are made directly to the ED and CC to the PNB. The ED will schedule fulfillment of the request, and the coordinating committee will review the status of requests at each meeting. So that was their solution to the problem. That was in around 2006. As I say, I think it's necessary. It doesn't seem like a bad idea to me, but I don't have a lot of brief for it. The floor is open for discussion. Does anyone want to speak to this?
This is Margie. I want to speak to it.
Okay.
I think it's basically a good idea. I like having, you know, sort of a record. But I'm a little unclear about what it's talking about in terms of, it doesn't really say what the time limits are on this process. You know what I mean? It's a little vague, and I'm wondering how people feel about that. I'm sorry, I'm pulling it up right now. I lost the agenda, but I did see it earlier.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, William.
Good, William.
Yeah, I don't think it has enough details also. Like, I don't know how these directors or which directors make these requests for information. Is it by an email? Does it come through committees? Can one individual send 100 emails a week? I don't know how that would work.
Well, the way it's been working is basically the director makes a request to Margie in a capacity as ED, IED, and usually CCs it to the board anyway. I don't know if that happens all the time. And after that, there's no procedure.
Right.